Hi there. The word for today is, Lord, what should I do? In Psalm 119, verse 105, we read, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When you pray, Lord, what should I do? He can respond to you in several different ways. Let's look at some of them over the next few days. First, He will answer you through His written word. Instead of turning to, as they say, Tom, Dick, and Harry for guidance, go to God. Make His word your first option rather than your last resort. The psalmist wrote, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Without a regular daily intake of God's word, that means you'll be in the dark as to what's best for you and the direction your life should go. Ezekiel 12, verse 25, we read, I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it shall be fulfilled. If God says it in His word, you can count on it. Now, there are precepts in Scripture, but mainly God has given us principles to follow. These principles require wisdom and discernment. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 66, listen to this carefully. I believe in Your commands. Now, teach me good judgment and knowledge. This doesn't mean you must have a particular verse for every decision or move you make. That's not how it works. Most times when you ask God for guidance, He will give you, quote, good judgment and knowledge. And that's enough to get you moving in the right direction. Will you sometimes make mistakes? Will you experience fear? Absolutely. But that's when you've got to use your faith in God's faithfulness. Your greatest clarity as to God's will often comes from hindsight, not foresight. It's in looking back on how God has led you that you can say, 1 Kings 8, verse 56, not one word, this great, not one word has failed of all the good promises that He gave. Okay, that's the word for you today.